7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
In the right direction. This call may be monitored or recorded.
It's
8:11 p.m. Oh, no, I don't think that's quite right. No, that is not the correct time. The actual time, my friends, is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin. The Dubious Goals Committee. Yes, hello and welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee and I'm the guy who pours the tea. Yeah, I'm drinking tea once again today because, let's just face it, that's what I do. I'm a tea drinking idiot. Wow. And what kind of tea are we drinking today? We're drinking the Longjing, the Shihu style Longjing. Oh, it's so yummy. I like it. No, but I'm not here to drink tea today. Let's get out of the car. Okay. What are we doing? Is this a good idea? There's people here. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 cars here. That can't be good. Where are we? Well, we are somewhere we have not been for quite a long time. I am out at my secret mushroom grounds, which is, you know, just another place in the Tranquility Park complex in the Papio Valley. And I am just south of the gyro ball fields and about a kilometer south of the heronry. Wait, what was that sound? Oh, I thought I was hearing turkeys, but it was really like a diesel engine starting up a mile away. Okay, I've come out here today because I want to find some dudes. I want to find something. It's a nice day. It's a little breezy here in the valley, but it's like, what, 60 degrees or a little bit warmer Fahrenheit? 16 degrees Celsius. Something has changed in this area. Did they tear out some trees over there? Why does this look different? What's going on here? I don't know, but I'm walking along the path. The path is dry. I thought it would be a little bit damper. There's a bike path, a bike trail that rolls through this area. There's creeks and forested area. And that's why we're out here looking for marmots. I have not seen very many marmots this year. Any normal year, I've seen 100 by this time. But due to COVID and everybody going outside and going to strange places, all the animals are hiding. So I'm checking some known marmot dens right now. Along the side of the creek here. Yeah, and that looks like that's an active den, but I don't see any mates around. Let's keep looking. And of course we're looking for other things too, like turkeys and, oh, deer. We see lots of deer out here. And raccoons and foxes. And all kinds of friendly dudes like that. What are we doing? Where are we going? Okay, let's go over here. I can look down into the creek from here, and we might be able to see some dudes back there. I don't see any Monty's. Oh, I see a bumblebee, though. I've been seeing a lot of bumblebees. We got bumblebees at Herrenhaven. I think I saw bumblebee at my house. And they're big, and they're making big buzzy sounds. Bzz, bzz, bzz. It was pretty great. I like loud bumblebees. All right, now I need to check this area, because this area right here is known for its brown cups. We get a lot of brown cup mushrooms right in here, but I'm not seeing anything. I'm looking. Oh, I'm seeing some old Pleurotus ostreatus on this log from last year. This looks like deer tracks. Yeah, we got deer tracks. So there's been deer walking around here. Right, alright, let's head over to the next area. Like I mentioned, we are on a bike path, and there's some people biking today, probably scaring away all the dudes. And you know what? This hill has eroded. I just realized this. Walking down this hill is no longer dangerous. I have fallen here many times. And in fact, I have fallen right here during Dubious Goals Committee. Now there's another little tiny ravine here. I'm just going to stand here for a second looking for mushrooms, because there's usually something going around here. Not today though. Not today. Smells good though. What am I smelling? I don't know. It's a beautiful day for walking around. Alright, now we gotta sneak up on this next area. Because this is a known marmot area right up here. Last time we saw baby marmots, they were in this birthing den that's underneath the scary tree. We are approaching the scary tree now. And we're lower than it, so we walk up this little hill. And let's see, okay, here's the big scary tree. And we check the tall grass around the big scary tree. Because there can be marmots in here. And I see a little trail. There's a little marmot trail in here. Somebody's been walking around in the tall grass. We gotta check the tree, actually look into the tree and on the lower branches, because marmots will climb trees and just sit around looking at things. But I don't see any marmots. I'm sneaking up a little bit closer. What was that sound? Was that a marmot whistle? Okay, now I gotta turn around and look behind me, because I'm getting close to the edge of the creek and there are marmot dens down there. Really? This guy's got a bell on his bicycle? Okay. I see an open den. That is a marmot den right there, kids. On the other side of the creek. Yep. And there's the exit hole. We have got an active den. And that could very well be a birthing den. Where's the marmots, though? Where's the Monty's? Shouldn't they be out here playing around? Having fun Monty times? Where's my marmots? Looking for marmots. I don't find any today. Alright, turn back around looking at the scary tree. I am looking at the base of the scary tree, trying to remember where the entrances and exits of this den is, but I think they're right around there. Okay. Let's keep going. I want to find a Monty today. Like I mentioned before, I've only seen like two or three marmots this year altogether. saw one at Hairnhaven one night when I was out looking for golf balls. And I actually followed him around. I followed him around for a while. He went over into one area and he was hiding under a bridge and I didn't know it, and I was standing on the bridge. Then he got spooked and he ran out. I was right on top of him, literally. He was a big un. And he went, funcho, 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 running away. Because that's what they sound like when they run. Funcho, 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 funcho. Watching marmots run is hilarious. It's always just super funny. They have taken out some more trees and stuff around here. And I can see... This is weird. What used to be here? They mowed that area. I don't know. It's just weird around here. And some of these old dead trees have been broken off, snapped in the wind. And this part of the trail is... Oh yeah, they changed it. And now, at this time of year, we can't go over there anymore, but that's where I want to go. So that's where we're going. Tove goes off path. We're going to go over to the old path, because the old path is the fun one. It goes by the little creek. Wow, what happened to this? This part of the creek was the old waterfall. Oh, it's all eroded and everything. Oh, I hear a bumbler. Yes, there's a big bumblebee flying around me. You probably can't hear him because you can probably hear the tractor or whatever that's going around in the background. Okay. So I'm having fun. Ugh. Now I'm walking on the old bicycle path, which is no longer in use. And it's covered in leaves. And it's going to be overgrown soon. And there's sumac growing up right here now. Jeez, stuff grows fast. Okay, I gotta look down into the creek at that mud. Oh, I don't see anything. I'm not seeing any fungus either. But it's kind of dry. Alright, now I'm back on the bike path. The bike path is... It's not dusty dry. But it's not wet either. It's just dry and no tracks on it. No Mati tracks. There's a lot of storm debris in the little creek. This little creek here, this drains a neighborhood, a residential neighborhood that's behind the park. And then the water goes through this tiny little creek and it meets up with the big creek, the Papio. You know, where we just came in, where we parked. Right about there. Okay, so now what do we do? I need to go look over here at this area. This is an old marmot den. And I was going to say, I don't think it's been used, but as we get up on top of it here... Oh, yeah, this is dug out. This is dug out. Loose dirt everywhere. Loose dirt kicked out of the mouth of the... And here's the exit hole. We've got an active marmot den. Smells good, too, that fresh dirt. We've got an active marmot den, but I don't see any marmots. Matis, come out and play, please. They don't want to come out. This particular mound of dirt, I remember when they dumped this here. What was this? This was all leaves and vegetation and stuff, and it just cooked down, and now it's just this giant pile of humus soil. It is black dirt, and it smells so good. If you know what I'm talking about, if you know that smell of good, rich, black dirt, that's what it smells like. Okay, so now we need to cross the road. Longtime listeners of the Dubious Goals Committee will remember that this used to be forested, but they had to take out about 100 yards of the forest, 100 meters, so they could build a little road here to go across the creek. They put in a culvert and everything because somehow this is better than driving the extra 300 meters up and around the head of the little creek. So, yeah, let's destroy nature to save 3 seconds of driving. But now I'm walking back into my little forested area. There's a known marmot den right here. I gotta get off the path because people are coming. And I have spotted marmots down in here almost every single year I've ever come out here. They like to hide around here. They like to hang out down there. I see fungus. Oh, there we go. There we go. There's a big burst of coprinus at the base of this broken stump near my mati den. This used to be a farmstead back in the 100 years ago. There's an old corrugated pipe that's halfway buried in the creek right there. Matis like to hide in it. It's a good place to get out of the sun if you're a marmot. Let's check the back of this den. Any matis down here? I don't see any. Okay, gotta find a marmot. Not a big marmot year so far. That's my fault, because I've been screwing around looking for golf balls instead of marmots, doing stupid stuff like that. But that's okay, because most of the places where we go to look for golf balls have marmots anyway. But, hey, what was that? I heard something. Huh. Alright, let's get up here. We're up here at Mushroom Point. We gotta get around this point. This tree fell over. Wow. There's a lot of damage to the forest back in here. Ooh, alright. So, once we get to this point, we gotta check all these logs, because these logs are awesome. One of the most interesting flushes of Pleurotus was on one of these logs. I found it. It was cool. This is where we also find our eyelash cups, right down here in this little ravine area. Not seeing much of anything, though. Oh, we also get brown cups around here. And various other things. And this is where the big split S is. We gotta do this little S curve business. There used to be a marmot den right down here. Wait, is it here? Yeah. This is good mushroom area too. Nothing here though. And I don't think that mati den's gonna get cleared out this year. And now, we're at the pit of despair. We're at an interesting spot where this creek has eroded giant cliff walls. And there's holes in the side of the cliff where matis like to live and hang out. Oh wow, is this a mati den right here? Right here, not a meter off of the path. I don't think it's clear. It's partially clear, yeah. Somebody's been digging around in here. But as I look across the creek, why am I not seeing marmots staring back at me? This is disappointing. Here's the exit hole to this den. This place must be crawling with marmots. I don't see any footprints in the mud. Well, maybe there's some footprints in the mud down there. Huh. I also saw some baby raccoons climbing around on these trees one time. So yeah, there looks like there's a lot of active marmot dens here. But I don't see any marmots. All I want is to find my matis. I brought my camera with me and everything. Where's my Matis? All right, let's just go further up. We'll just work our way up here into one of my favorite mushroom zones. Okay, what do we have up here? We get a lot of puffballs up here. We get lots of coprinus, a lot of ostreatus, maitake. What else is around here? I think we have found morels up in here, esculentas. What else do we get around here? We get all kinds of stuff up here. Oh, geez, there's a nice hole. Real nice marmot hole. Here comes a biker. I'm going to move off the path. I'm seeing a really nice hole on the other, coming out of the bank on the other side. There's an old den here. Yeah, this den has not been used in a long time. But I think Matis like to climb up the... Where's all my damn Matis? There should be at least... I should at least be seeing faces of marmots sticking out of these holes looking at me. Where's my Matis? Maybe all the Matis are having dubious marmot committee meeting somewhere. Somewhere that is not here. Somebody forgot to invite me to the meeting. Okay, fine. Okay, so let's back off away from the cliff. Let's check out some of these logs. Wow, some of these logs are just about done. This one's loaded with mycelium. I should take some of this rotten log and use it to inoculate other... What's that? That's nothing. Where's my turkeys? This is a good turkey zone. Can't tell you how many times I have found turkeys wandering around through here. Oh, I've been seeing a lot of turkeys. Every time I go to Heron Haven to look for golf balls... Oh, look what's down here. We got some big coprinus. Nice. Got about half a dozen or more mushrooms popping up right here. Nothing particularly photogenic, but it's nice to see that we got some fungal growth happening. That's good. Should we wander out into the maitake zone? Those don't come up until fall. Are there turkeys over there? I'm listening. I hear no turkeys. But yeah, I've been looking for golf balls, and then I park at Heron Haven, obviously. When I leave, I drive up Manderson Avenue, also known as Turkey Drive. And every single night I've been seeing turkeys. Sometimes they're standing in the middle of the street and you have to wait for them before you can keep driving. So that's fun. Turkey roadblock. Sometimes they're hanging out in people's yards. Just hanging out. And the males are doing their sexy dances. Their sexy fan feather dances. Trying to attract the females. It's always a hoot. Alright. We need to go up here. There's a den up here. And there's some mushroom areas around here too, but I'm not seeing anything. Right around here we get a lot of Coprinus. The double Coprinus. Also known as the shaggy mane. Coprinus is a very large Coprinus mushroom. They're awesome. I like them. Not seeing anything. And we should start seeing shaggy manes pretty soon. Shaggy manes, being a coprinus, they do like to pop early. And you can find them in your yard. You can find them all kinds of places. Alright, now we're going to sneak up on this big old tree here. There is a marmot den under this tree, and sometimes the marmots are in the tree. So first we look into the tree. I do not see any Matis. And then we come up here and we look under the tree to see if the holes are cleared out. Oh no, I don't... Oh wait. What's this over here? Is this cleared? Yeah, this is clear over here. So, yeah. Somebody's been in there. some kind of Mati dude. But there's nobody looking at me. Where's my Mats? Wanted to find a marmot today. Want to find some turkeys today. This is a good turkey zone. I'm not finding any. Where's all my dudes? And this is the problem, you know, with COVID-19. Let's all be socially distant. That means everybody comes out here. Instead of doing whatever it is people normally do, they think, oh, I'll go to the park and ride my bike. They come out here. And this area gets busier than normal. And all the animals hide. And then I don't get to see them. And that makes me sad. But that's okay. At least I'm walking around out here. Out in nature. Having a good time. Enjoying the outdoors. I'm outside. So I don't care. I wanted to see some mutties though. Where did my mutties go? I do not know. But everything looks good. Everything's looking pretty good. We're going to have... got a bite coming. Got to get off the path. We got to get a few more foot inches of rain. Whatever they call it. Birds, birds, birds. We got birds chirping. We got all kinds of stuff going on. We need some more rain. A little bit more rain. And I'm going to get the fungus that I want. Diddly doot doo. That'll be good. In the meantime, what am I going to do? I don't know. Keep on looking for golf balls, I guess. No. I got to stop doing that. Got to stop looking for golf balls. I almost went out looking for cricket balls today. I thought, oh, that's what we'll do. We'll go to Heflinger Park. We'll go to the cricket fields. And instead of looking for golf balls, I'll look for cricket balls. Like, how is that a substitute? How is that? It just creates more problems. That just creates some more collections of balls that we don't need. Wait. I thought I saw something in the hole over there. There's a lot of holes in the cliffs. And they're marmot-sized holes. Why are there no marmots looking back out at me? It might be the weather. It is overcast. The air pressure's a little weird. It's probably going to rain again soon. You know, not in the next 10 minutes, but, you know. Maybe all the Mati's are just hunkered down in their dens, deciding to stay warm. And they're used to so many people running by here now that they're not interested whenever they hear a voice. So, got no marmots interested in me. Okay, that's fine. I'm still gonna be interested in Mati's though, because I like them. I like marmots. I wanted to find some marmots today, but that didn't happen. And that's okay. We can do that some other time here on the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC. Right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I'm going to keep looking for marmots and mushrooms for a little while. But you got to go. Tune in tomorrow or the next day and the next day after that. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.